We're going to do BuzzFeed quizzes?
Yep. You ready?
This is the podcast.
This is the podcast.
Is BuzzFeed? Are they even open still?
Yeah, they're still open.
Really?
Right here. I'm looking at a bunch of quizzes.
I thought they went away with like Ponderosa.
No.
So these are the quizzes where you can find out what type of fruit you are? Or...
Yes, like all those types of quizzes. Yeah, there's one here. You can find out what type of witch you are.
I'm good.
You don't want to see that one?
Nah, it's fine. I'd rather be surprised.
Do you want to know which gemstone perfectly matches your energy?
I don't, quite frankly.
Do you want to see which discontinued 90s or 2000 snack you are?
Yes, I do.
All right, that's the quiz for you.
Yes, I do. I want to know what discontinued 90s/2000 snack I am.
Okay, question one.
Yes.
What do you describe?
Pass.
Question one. What do you describe your personality as? Fun and outgoing, quiet and shy, calm and easygoing, confident and bold, or friendly and social?
And I'll turn it over to you because I'm not one to judge my own personality.
I would say that you're friendly and social.
Are you out of your mind?
I am kidding. I would say you're fun and outgoing.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, you're not quiet and shy.
Yes, I am.
Like, I'm maybe like at home.
No, anywhere outside of our special room that we've shared together for almost a decade.
You've been coming out of your shell more, but I'll give you quiet and shy.
Am I dying?
All right, quiet and shy.
Okay.
You're going on a first date.
So we got quiet and shy.
Yeah, okay. I went with quiet and shy for you.
But am I dying?
I don't know. All of a sudden, you've been coming out of your shell lately.
This runs after I died. Oh, God.
Then I'll put in the beginning, in memorial. I don't know, in memorial.
Yeah, that'll wrap it up good.
Okay. Second question. You're going on a first date. Where are you going?
Hooters.
That's not on here.
Oh.
Picnic date at the park, movie theater, arcade carnival, indoor date or at home.
Let's break these down.
And club concert.
First one.
Picnic date at the park.
Bugs. Second one.
Movie theater.
Here's the thing. I like the theater.
Mm-hmm.
They say that's bad, though, because why are you on a date?
Right.
To get to know the person. Y'all staring at Julia Roberts and The Rock on the screen, which I'm just assuming they're going to make a movie at some point.
What a movie that would
be. You're not going to get the, you got to have the dinner. You got to have the dinner and then the movie.
Okay, well, it's just
Or
movie
you should have
theater.
The movie and then dinner so you can talk about the movie at dinner.
Yeah, but that's not an option. So picnic date at the park, movie theater, arcade carnival.
What is that?
Indoor date at home or a club concert?
Netflix and chill.
So indoor date at home.
Netflix and chill.
That's not on here.
Actually, just the chill part.
So I'm going to go indoor date at home.
Fine!
That's a little... okay.
Chill.
Sure. And your favorite season?
Pumpkin
spring.
Spice.
So fall? Spring, summer, fall, winter, or I don't love any of them.
I thought you meant seasoning. I was going to say cumin.
Oh, no. And that's...
favorite season's... I instantly forgot.
You... Spring, summer, fall, winter, or you don't love any?
I like fall and spring, but fall's bittersweet because everything's pretty because it's dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why the leaves are turning color. They're screaming for help.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, so
look at the pretty dying leaves. They're falling, dying.
Kids are stomping in them.
Just taking selfies in front of it. Imagine your life as a leaf. Now, I'm going to go with spring.
I'm surprised. I don't know you as well as I thought you. I
like spring.
I thought you go summer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to change my answer
to
summer.
No, it's too late. I can't now.
Fine.
What superpower would you choose? Invisibility, ability to fly, time travel, mind reading, or supernatural speed?
Time travel.
Time travel.
Got a lot to undo.
Okay.
Or redo. Some stuff I'll redo. Some stuff I'll undo.
Okay. And
what would you pick?
Sometimes I feel like I'm a mind reader.
Okay.
I don't know. Time travel, that's tricky.
Picked.
Yeah, that's tricky. I don't know if I want to mess with that.
You don't want to mess up the space-time continuum?
I'll be invisible.
Could you?
Yeah. And the last one. If you were to eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would it be out of these choices?
Okay.
Burgers, pizza, tacos, pasta, or chicken wings?
So basically all my favorite foods and I can only pick one.
Mm-hmm.
I get sick of any of them.
But you can only pick one.
All right. Pizza's the perfect food.
Pizza.
But I'll miss burgers after 2 days, but I got to go with pizza. Okay. It has tomato sauce in it.
Very good.
And that is good for you.
Do you want to know which discontinued 90s, 2000 snack you are?
From those questions, you figured that out?
Yep.
Yes. What discontinued 90s 2000 snack am I?
Kellogg's Yogos yogurt-covered bites.
Those things are trash.
You have a charming personality, always sharing good energy and vibes.
No.
You have a friendly and cheerful character that makes everyone around you like you, no matter who you are with or where you are.
What's so funny?
Always likable and admired by many.
That's right.
Nothing but good vibes and positivity.
That's me.
Wait, I want to retake this and see what I am.
No, I got something for you.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Now it's your turn to be in the hot seat.
Ooh.
Pick your favorite 2000s movies and we'll reveal your go-to cereal.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Lily. Okay. 2000. Mm-hmm. American Psycho, Bring It On, Charlie's Angels, Final Destination, Gladiator, Memento, busy year for movies.
Yeah.
Requiem for a Dream, Scary Movie, The Emperor's New Groove, or X-Men.
That was a lot of movies. Bring It On.
I knew that. Yeah. I didn't even need to read the rest of them. What do? Click the box?
Yeah, that's... Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't spend my workday taking BuzzFeed quizzes.
It seems pretty easy.
Next list of movies.
Yeah.
AI, Artificial Intelligence. I feel like we should have watched that one.
Yeah.
Bridget Jones's Diary. Donnie Darko. Mm-hmm. No? Okay.
No.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
No.
Legally Blonde. Moulin Rouge. Not another teen movie. Ocean's 11. Spirited Away. Or The Fast and the Furious.
Legally Blonde.
So basic.
It was either that or not another teen movie.
All right. You're down for Legally Blonde.
Okay.
I'm very surprised, quite frankly.
That I didn't pick what?
Donnie Darko.
I did not know.
The best.
Sorry.
The best.
Okay,
Jake Gyllenhaal's prime of his career.
I mean, yeah, but I just...
Also his debut.
What else?
2002. Mm-hmm. Pick a favorite movie. If you're just joining us, and that's weird, why would you start listening halfway through the podcast? We're trying to figure out what toast you are. I forgot.
What cereal I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
What cereal Lily is. Here we go. 2002. Name your favorite movie. 28 Days Later. A Walk to Remember. Catch Me If You Can. Die Another Day. Ice Age, Lilo and Stitch, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Spider-Man, The Pianist, and Unfaithful.
Oh, those are some good ones.
It's The Pianist, right?
No, I think we all know what I'm going to go with.
Let me guess.
Uh-huh.
A Walk to Remember.
Yep.
So basic.
I do like Unfaithful, though. That was a good one.
I bet you do.
Okay, what year are we on?
Early 2000s, you sure did.
I was like 12 when that came out.
Okay, a little later.
So 2003?
That's where we're at.
Whoa, okay.
Here we are. We've landed in 2003.
I was 13.
Here we go. Lily's going to the movies. Is she going to see Too Fast, Too Furious, Bruce Almighty, Cheaper by the Dozen, Finding Nemo, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, not fair, Lily wrote that book, Kill Bill Volume 1, Love Actually, Mystic River, Old Boy, and School of Rock from the year 2003. What movie?
What was the first one? The first
Too Fast, Too Furious, Bruce Almighty, Cheaper by the Dozen.
Cheaper by the
movie.
Dozen. Cheaper
Steve
by
Martin
the
action.
Dozen. Yeah.
You know, that's a remake, right?
Yes, I did know that, but not for a very long time.
You're the most intelligent female in broadcasting.
Well, thank you.
And male. Well, that's weird. Okay, 2004.
Yes.
Pick a movie. Now you're what? 13?
I'm 14.
14-year-old Lily's going to the theater. Are we going to see 13 going on 30? Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Dawn of the Dead. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I could see 14-year-old you loving that. Howl's Moving Castle. Mean Girls. Napoleon Dynamite. Shaun of the Dead. The Notebook. Or White Chicks.
Oh, White Chicks or Mean Girls.
That's your two?
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite, nothing?
Nothing, nope.
Nothing.
Nope. Mean
Ron
Girls.
Ron Burgundy. Mean Girls?
Mean Girls, yeah.
I could have taken this quiz for you.
Yeah, see? You know me so well.
I'll do the next one and just it'll be you.
Let's see.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
2005.
Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Hitch, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Nanny McPhee, which you kind of look like today.
Thanks.
Pride and Prejudice, Sky High, the 40-year-old virgin. V is for Vendetta. Mm-hmm. Or Wedding Crashers. Let me see. This is 14-year-old
This one's
Lily?
Hard. No, what year is 2005? Yeah. This is 15-year-old me. Lily. That's a hard one. I really don't like any of those.
But you got to go to see one.
I got to go see
and
one.
I'm going to say you're going to go... Well, we both agree on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory being trash.
Yeah, that's not it.
And so I'm just going with Brokeback Mountain.
Out of all of those movies,
it's Hitch, isn't it?
It's not Hitch. No, it's not Hitch. What was one of the last two
virgin?
You said? Wasn't 40, no.
V is for Vendetta?
No, no.
Wedding Crashers?
No.
No, because that's Owen Wilson.
Brokeback Mountain.
All he says is, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to go Brokeback Mountain.
I'm Owen Wilson. Wow.
No, yeah, I can't sit through that, no.
Wow.
No, and I get Jake Gyllenhaal, so. What? Even though he's kind of garbage.
Well,
in
see,
some
I picked
ways.
Right, right?
Yeah, you did, yeah. Okay.
See how smart I am?
We're on to 2006.
No, the page crashed. I can't finish the quiz now.
Hey!
I don't know what to tell
That's
you, man.
That's not fair.
Windows 98. It's wild.
Because we took too
All
long.
All right, 2006.
Oh, okay. I was bringing up the next quiz.
Here we go, Lily. Okay. You yeah. are what, 16 now?
16, yeah.
By the way, this is going to tell us what Lily's favorite Pop-Tart is. At
Cereal.
The end. Cereal, that's right. Mm-hmm. 2006, Casino Royale.
No.
Dreamgirls, Happy Feet, John Tucker Must Die, Little Miss Sunshine, Marie Antoinette, Night at the Museum, Pan's Labyrinth, She's the Man,
oh.
or The Devil Wears Prada.
Man, that got tough at the She's the Man.
Lily is going.
She's the Man.
She's the still basic at 16.
Yeah.
Wow. Impressively terrible.
It's okay.
By the way, I brought up Owen Wilson earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I bring that up?
Wedding Crashers.
That's right. Did you know he's the primary owner of the word wow?
No.
He's earned $135,000 just saying it in his movies.
I did not know that.
He said it 102 times. And he makes about $1,324 per wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
Wow.
By the way, this is 9 minutes long. We're enjoying Owen Wilson saying wow.
No, we're not.
Wow.
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 Stop. That's enough.
That's enough.
That's pretty good money, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think we make that in 3 months.
Well, maybe some of us don't.
Wow.
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 All right, let's get back to your quiz.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were doing.
So we did She's the Man. That was your final pick of 2006.
Yeah.
Here we go. 2007, what's your favorite movie? Atonement. Bridge to Terabithia. Enchanted. Hot Fuzz. I Am Legend. Juno. Ratatouille. Superbad. The Mist. Or Zodiac? Can I pick?
Yeah, you like. See, which one?
I think
do you
I know you.
You okay?
Juno.
Yep.
Knew it.
I went on a date to see that.
Wow!
Wow!
2008. You ready?
Yes.
27 Dresses, Cloverfield, Iron Man, Kung Fu Panda, Mamma Mia, Ponyo, Revolutionary Road, Slumdog Millionaire, The Dark Knight, or WALL-E.
Really,
I know you're not doing Iron Man. You're not doing Cloverfield. You don't even
Cloverfield
know
was horrible.
Yeah, but the one with John Goodman was interesting for like 10 minutes.
Okay,
27 Dresses. I don't think you've probably heard of.
I didn't like it.
Now, Mamma Mia.
Not a fan.
No, Ponyo. I don't know. Slumdog Millionaire won a bunch of awards.
I watched it,
and
I don't understand why.
Oh, I liked it.
You did.
He's on Jeopardy.
I didn't. I watched it.
Well, all right, fine.
Gosh,
you hate everything.
What should I pick?
I know, it's The Dark Knight.
You know what, yeah, just go with The Dark Knight.
Two-Face doesn't know that's the Joker behind the nurse's face mask until he takes it off.
Even though you see his eyes.
Then he's blown away.
Yeah, just go with that.
All right, we'll do that. 2009, final year, Lily.
Okay.
Final year. Favorite movie, 500 Days of Summer, Avatar, Coraline, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Inglourious Basterds, Jennifer's Body, Orphan, The Proposal, Up, Zombieland. Right off the top, I'm going to say Not Up.
Not Up. I don't hate it. Just
the beginning.
The beginning
though,
is really hard to get through. Yeah.
Too much, because we're all headed in that direction.
Right.
Right.
That's a tough one.
You went on the Avatar ride at Disney.
Yeah, but I didn't like the movie.
Hmm. Jennifer's Body?
No, hard pass.
The Proposal?
Yeah, I guess.
What is that?
With Ryan Reynolds and whatever. Sandra Bullock. Yeah, okay. I'll go with The Proposal.
Okay, from all your 2000s movie picks, your go-to cereal is Cheerios.
So basic.
So is
just
that
like
right?
All my answers. No, I never
ever reach for a Cheerio.
I never eat Cheerios. Like
well, that's
plain
a terrible
Cheerios?
Commercial for Cheerios.
I like Honey Nut Cheerios. And
you know Honey Nut Cheerios? Like you might as well eat Fruit Loops because of all the sugar that they add.
Well, then I'm not eating Cheerios.
You might as well just enjoy your Fruity Pebs.
Well, thank you.
Which I could live on.
Wow, that quiz took a really long time.
10 years.
It felt like
it. It felt like all 10 years, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I guess so. We're just done because...
We're done.
I mean, that was
now
a
what
lot.
Are we going to do on the podcast? I mean, I know. More Owen Wilson saying wow.
Wow.
Do you have another quiz? I can go all day long.
Oh, okay. So do you want to do food or love?
I want to do love.
Love. Okay.
Wow.
What?
You picked love.
I always choose love.
Not really. No, actually.
Nah, I
wouldn't
actually,
say that.
I always usually pick the wrong thing. Go ahead.
Oh, I can match you with a Disney villain. Yeah, let's do that.
What's this mean?
Okay, so this quiz is name your red flags in a partner, and I'll match you with your Disney villain soulmate.
Right off the top, I remember I went on a first date with someone. We went to dinner. We go sit in my car, and she goes, I think I should tell you I've been on the Maury Povich show.
So that would be a red flag.
At first, I was like, maybe green flag.
Mm-hmm. Of
depending
course.
On what I'm looking for.
But you like that. You like a little bit of drama.
Psychos.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I do. I do like psychos.
Here you go. They talk about their ex a lot and say you're so much better.
Oh, I would love that.
Red flag or green? Oh.
That's a green flag. I've never heard it.
Okay.
No one's ever told me I'm better than their ex ever.
They don't want to meet your family because they're too anxious.
Well,
red
I would
flag
like it if they didn't want to meet my family. Okay. I'm the person who doesn't want to meet anybody's family.
Okay.
So
that's a green flag then.
Green flag.
For you. Okay. They don't like you hanging out with others and say you're ignoring them. Do you think that's a red flag or a green
that's
flag?
That's a red flag.
Okay.
First of all, I don't have anyone to hang out with. So I don't know what they're seeing. Cuckoo.
After only one date, they start saying, I love you and you're the one for me. Red flag or green flag?
It's a definite red flag, but I will say I love you back and stay with them for 8 years.
I know. They confess about lying a couple of times after you confront them, and then they promise not to lie again. Red flag, or is that a green flag and you'll forgive them?
It should be a red flag, but I'll let it pass and forgive them. Let's be honest.
They made a couple of hurtful jokes about you. Red flag or green flag?
Any woman I've ever known, so green flag it up.
Just a joke, okay?
Green flag.
You paid for the date even when they were the one who asked you out because they were broke. Red flag or green flag?
Well, I'm the man folk, so I should be paying for the date.
Okay, so green flag, it's fine.
1963.
So you're fine with that then, green flag?
I would pay for, not to be, you know, what do they call me here, snarky?
I think that's what they said, snarky.
I would just pay for the date. Not that you couldn't if you didn't want to.
Okay.
Matter of fact, you pay for the date.
Well, I already hit green flag, so.
Damn.
They say they don't want a serious relationship, but keep texting and complimenting you all the time. Is that a red flag or a green flag?
Sounds like my kind of flag.
So green.
Yes. Compliments me, doesn't want a relationship. Boing, oing, 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 oing.
A little birdie tells you that they're only with you to get back at their ex. Red flag or green flag?
Green flag? I could care less about their ex.
Don't you mean could not care less?
Hey, calm down over there, Harvard.
And finally, is it a red flag to you if they're out a lot and not very available? Red flag or green flag? Is it
fine? Or they're imaginary.
Well, what do you think?
It means they have a life, so I'm going red flag.
Wait, okay, you don't want that then.
I don't want someone social.
All right, so your Disney villain soulmate is Prince Hans.
Who?
Prince Hans from Frozen.
Ick, sure.
Sorry you got stuck with that guy. Guess the word never got to you. But then again, he has quite the charm and can calculate risk. Guess you weren't a gamble to him. Just don't let him near your powerful sister and you should be all good.
I don't have a sister. We'll now end the podcast with Lily singing Let It Go in its entirety.
Okay. Let it go, let it go. I don't know all the words, I guess. I should.
Don't care.
Is that fine?
Sing.
I just did.
Wow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Don't forget, listen to JoJo and Lily on Froggy 98.1 Altoona and Big Froggy 101 State College.
Also, you can hear us on iHeartRadio.
Type in Froggy 98.1 Altoona or Big Froggy 101 State College.
And Odyssey.
Yeah, do the same thing I said for iHeart.
Yeah, just do it all.
Or
there.
Online at froggy98radio.com or
bigfroggy101.com. Can I take more BuzzFeed quizzes now?
I'm off the clock. You do whatever you want. I don't even know you.